It's Friday.
Oh, I was like, where's that coming from?
Yeah, it's my horn. I brought it in today. I just got it repaired.
It's nice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
It's good.
Welcome to the Brunch Time Podcast. It's brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. And it's Johnny and Stephanie from The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie. Yeah. Look at that.
Well, it's funny how that works. All right. Okay, so how are y'all doing today? It's I'm happy that it is Friday and everything. And you said, what is it we're going to be talking about today again?
Well,
the sandwiches? Is
that, not sandwiches.
I forgot.
That's
about
another
thing.
You literally just talked about it a minute and a half ago before we did this thing.
I just ate like a lot of trail mix and now my
stomach
is...
That makes your brain not work?
Because then I start thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I ate too much.
My gosh. Do you need to take a time out?
No, I'm okay. Oh, you're putting me in a timeout.
I'm putting you in a timeout. So we appreciate you being here and wasting time with us. Now, do you know what I'm talking about? Wasting time?
Ah, yes. Time wasters. That's what we're talking about. Okay. Right.
So a new study by Privilege Insurance revealed the biggest time wasters in life. What do you waste time doing? What would you say?
Probably just like watching TV, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would consider that a time waster.
Binge watching, dude. I mean, it's a time waster, kind of, but I mean, you're choosing to do it so that you can actually watch it.
Yeah, and it's I guess it's not like a time waster, really, because that's like a form of relaxation after a long day.
But speaking of television, according to this study, they actually put together the average person spending the following amount of time over the course of their entire life wasting time and waiting for these things to happen. And speaking of television, waiting for television commercials to end, you're going to spend about 4.2 months.
Okay. So those are definitely like time wasters because those are things that are not your choice to actually watch. Because usually commercials, you try to skip over if you can.
I like TV commercials.
It depends on what it is because there's some commercials that, you know, you see them so much that you're like, oh gosh, especially when any type of... election is coming up and you get all the political
ones.
You do
get
like,
a lot of political ads. I always like when I watch like my stories or I watch Price is Right or things like that. There's all of like the medical things, like whether it be a medication or medical lawsuits. I get a lot of lawyer commercials.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
They're like, oh, if you haven't, you're injured in an accident, you need to call us. And then there's another lawyer that's like, no, you need to call us instead. So, yeah, it is a bit of a waste of time, but there are some entertaining ones.
Definitely.
Some of the other things that you waste time doing is waiting for food to cook.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to waste about 17 months. I mean, if you're cooking it, then that's good. But if you're just, you know, watching a watched pot never boils.
And I was going to say, it's that and when you have to bake something and it's like, it'll be 1 hour. I'm like, 1 hour? I'm hungry now.
I actually enjoy it, and I've actually been doing it since I was a kid, is I sit in front of the oven.
Oh,
and just
like,
watch.
You literally stare and watch.
Yeah, I stare and like if I'm making muffins or I'm making cookies. I've been baking since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I've always enjoyed the sitting there and just watching them go from, you know, a little cookie dough ball into a nice, delicious, chewy cookie. I enjoy that. Actually, I've taught Plinko to do the same thing. He sits on my lap. We sit and watch the most entertaining thing in the house, and that is the oven.
It is kind of entertaining to watch, especially if it's something that is clearly going to transform, and you can kind of watch the process as it goes. Yeah, so the cookies is a cool thing. Also, anything, like if you're going to make brownies or something, usually it's a liquid form and
you can see
it solidify slowly. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Some of the other things you waste time doing, sitting at a traffic light.
Oh my gosh, yes, that is so true. And it depends on where you're at too, because I don't know about around here. For the most part, lights seem pretty quick around here, but certain areas, you could be sitting in a light for almost 5 minutes. And you're like, come on.
I dislike some of the quick ones because like you're in a line of people and then it's like, green, yellow, red. Green, yellow, red.
Yeah, you're like, oh, good. I'm glad that, you know, I had plenty of time to get through that light.
So I sat through this light cycle 4 times, and I've moved up 5 car lengths.
Yeah.
Here's another time waster, and some people, I feel like this is going to go up over time as we spend more time on our smartphone on the toilet. For people that say they don't use their smartphone on the toilet, you're liars.
Probably. Yep.
But to use the bathroom, you waste time using the bathroom. You're going to waste about 3 months. That's a good amount of time.
I can see that, yeah, because that's true. If you get distracted by something, then you're probably sitting there longer than you need to be sitting there.
I mean, some people will just, like, bring their laptop, bring their their stuff, and then just, like, bring in their phone. You know, there are some places that I have been, houses or things like that, where I've seen a phone in the bathroom. And, you know, there are houses that have those things. Mm-hmm. You mean you're going to conduct your business in your place where you're conducting your business or doing your business?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you hear plenty of stories about artists who've come up with their best ideas for, like, music and whatever while they're in the bathroom.
One of our former presidents, Lyndon B. Johnson, used to conduct a lot of presidential things while in the bathroom.
Is that what, best thinking, I guess?
He had some issues, and he'd go to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah.
So instead of, you know, saying, oh, you guys hold up country with all the things you got to do.
Hold up country.
we're going to pause for a minute. I do need to go to the bathroom. No, he'd be like, come on.
Yeah.
I'll leave the door open for you. So, I mean, some of his trusted advisors probably had a lot of time standing outside of the bathroom talking to him about things about the country.
Geez, that's like taking their relationship to the next level.
Absolutely.
Leaving the door wide open.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure some of them didn't choose to do that.
They're
but
like, can you call me on the phone?
I just stand on the other side of the, can you just do a conference call here? some of the other things that you waste time doing, by the way, if you didn't know that fact, now you know.
That's
now
a
you
fun
know
fact,
presidential
yeah.
facts. I have a lot of them. Another one is, this is one, waiting for other people to finish eating.
Oh, yeah. Because, oh my gosh, I don't know about you. I'm a quick eater.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. And that's pretty much the majority of my family, except for my mom. And when my grandpa was here, he was even slower than my mom. So we'd go out to eat and we'd be like, okay, we finished eating about a half an hour ago.
So when you're at home, though, were you like one of the kids who was like, may I be excused to go to my room?
I feel like when I was a kid, I was probably a little bit slower with eating because we all used to finish up relatively around the same time.
We never got to get up early. We had to wait until everybody was done eating.
Yeah, I think at the time when we were all eating at the table, my parents were like, no, just like sit here.
Yeah.
Like, let's finish eating. Because it's like, it's not like it takes that long, and it's a good time to bond with the family.
It's time to talk and hang out. I mean, if you're like going for a second helping or something like that, then go ahead and get up from the table and go whatever. But when I was a kid, we used to sit on a bench.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had the table, and then there was this long bench on one side of the table.
Yeah.
And me and two of my brothers, we would sit on that bench, and I would be all the way on the end, mm-hmm. actually boxed in against the wall. So if I needed to get up, I couldn't. I would have to be like, can you guys all move out? And then I just go through here. So we would all just stay at the table. But you probably waste a lot of time doing a lot of other things. Did I mention this being on hold? That's a big one.
Oh, my gosh. I remember once, I might call them out on it. I was on the phone with AT&T for like over an hour, getting transferred from one person to the next for something that they messed up on. And then they're like, let me see if we can do something about that for you. And it was just because I couldn't get internet in the apartment that I was. They would like, it would end, they had multiple people come in and try to fix the problem. They couldn't fix it. So then I'm like, all right, it's not working. I'm going to have to try another internet company. And they're like, I don't know if we can do that for you. I'm like, you're going to cancel this right now.
Now, did you also have them as your cell phone provider?
Yes.
So did they say at one point, like, you know, you could stay on the line because we noticed that you still have about 500 minutes left. So,
well, see, the thing is,
you can definitely waste a little bit more time.
So I'm slightly separate from that because, like, I'm still with my family for my cell phone bill, and I just, like, pay my dad that way. And then the internet I had to do separately on my own.
My dad is going to be upset.
I know. Well, but that's the thing. I'm like, no, this is under my specific account. And I was like, yo, I got your cell phone. Like, I got your cell phone service. I use that. This is just not working out because of the area I'm at. So I'm going to have to get someone else. So just cancel it. And, yeah, they gave me such a pain. So, yeah, it's so frustrating when you have to stay on the phone for, like, an hour just handle a problem like that.
Absolutely. So you're probably wasting a lot of time, maybe even wasting time listening to this podcast. Maybe you just wasted about 10 minutes. But
they're like, never going to get that back.
Nah. It's all right. If you want to waste more time, you can always check out everything we have to offer at 93thecoast.com. You can also download the Coast app. It's free, and that's one place where you can find the Brunch Time podcast. But you can find the Brunch Time podcast just about anywhere and anywhere you find your podcasts. So a big thank you to our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community for being a sponsor of this podcast. Hopefully we still have them after this one's all over.
They're like, yeah, you wasted our time.
Yeah,
sorry.
We've just wasted too much time with you guys. But no, they're great people. And you're great people as well. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so that we can keep our jobs.
And to keep thinking that you're great.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be back with another Brunch Time podcast probably sometime next week. You have a great one, and we'll talk to you soon.
See ya.